travelers are seeing some major delays and cancellations this morning. It's because of a problem with the air traffic system in Atlanta that allows pilots to log their flight paths. The FAA was quick to point out that it isn't a safety matter, just an equipment problem. A breakdown now of the U.S. Senate plan. The estimated cost, $849 billion over the first 10 years. It would expand health insurance coverage to 30 million more Americans. That means it would provide health insurance to 96% of the eligible population. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the Senate plan would reduce the federal deficit by $130 billion over 10 years. And it would require individuals to buy health insurance, but it would not mandate that all employers offer that health care insurance. A critical ruling in New Orleans could open the door to thousands of lawsuits related to Hurricane Katrina. A judge placed blame on the Army Corps of Engineers for the flooding in St. Bernard Parish and the Lower Ninth Ward. The judge awarded around $700,000 to six plaintiffs, saying the Corps' negligence and short-sightedness in maintaining a key shipping channel actually led to the tragedy. That channel is known as the MRGO.
Keep in mind that over the last 40-some-odd years, St. Bernard Parish, which the Mr. Go or the MRGO travels 74 miles through our community, has basically destroyed our natural hurricane protection. And what this says is that the people of St. Bernard Parish, St. Bernard Parish as a community, is vindicated in the sense that what we have feared all along and who is responsible all along has now become a reality.
We could get a verdict today in the case of a woman who says she was verbally and physically abused by white customers and police at a Missouri Walmart. Heather Ellis, who is African-American, says customers yelled racial slurs at her. She is accused of assaulting two police officers, and then she actually faces up to 15 years in prison.